Welcome to I Feel Chad the podcast. I'm Des, and joining me today, my guest co-host, Kiana, also known as Ki.
What's up?
How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to do this once again. Thank you for having me.
Oh my god, I want you to just live with me now.
I know, I'm moving in.
You live in my soul and in my heart and now in my ears. Speaking of in my ears, please excuse the lawnmower going on outside of my house. I don't get what the hell they're doing right now. They're supposed to be here on Friday.
They're trying you, basically.
Is thirsty? I think they want a shout out. What's up?
Lawnmower.
What's up, lawnmower company?
Hey.
If you're playing our drinking game this week, what's my favorite word? Anytime you hear
coronavirus,
take a sip of whatever you're drinking. Oh, hey girl, I see you sipping right now. We're on FaceTime. What are you sipping?
It is hot water with lemon, as always.
That's like your drink?
It is my drink because I don't drink like tea, but I like lemonade.
So you got like some hot lemonade?
Yeah, but it also just like coats my throat because like it's so dry in my room.
I never got into that. I'm definitely not a tea drinker because it just tastes like some water that like, it's like a watered down drink. That's how I feel about like, I don't know, like soda water. It's like it's supposed to be soda, but then the syrup ran out. So when I'm drinking like hot water,
it's like weak Sprite, basically.
Oh, yes. And I love Sprite too much to disrespect it that way, okay? Speaking of, I did break my soda streak. I don't know if you heard, but I was doing a soda strike.
Cute.
Because I drink so much soda. And I decided, okay, the whole month of April, I was going to stop drinking soda, see if I can tighten up my body, get my body a little bit more snatched, and then I could celebrate myself for hitting my 1 year by drinking a big-ass soda from Taco Bell, because I love Taco Bell soda. Let me tell you, they had the best.
Really? I didn't know there was different types like of soda, like tasting.
Well, it's the carbonation. For some reason, okay. Taco Bell's carbonation in their Pepsis are so freaking bomb. Like, I'll go and I'll get like Lure, and then I'll go through the drive-thru just to get a soda. Mm. And then sometimes they're like, you're just buying a soda? Okay, here, you can have it.
Right, like, right.
Thank you. Shout out Taco Bell.
I actually can add on to that because Cheesecake Factory has, I think, the best Sprite.
There's nothing like ice cold Sprite when you're working. I used to do that when we worked at the comedy club together. I would always have ice cold Sprite, and I was always hungover, so it always helped.
And it was always there, so you always just had like a little cup full and just like,
yes.
And it satisfied you so much because you get so dehydrated.
The thirst is real.
Real as
fuck. And unfortunately, last week, the thirst was real. For my girl Tyra Banks and Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck? People coming for my girl Tyra, I take that personally. Those are fighting words. I'm ready to fight someone who wants to talk about Tyra Banks.
Oh my gosh. I was looking at all the clips that everybody was saying and I was just like, you know what? Go somewhere. Like, it's like...
To Tyra?
No!
Oh, to the people.
First of all, Tyra's iconic. She is a businesswoman.
Thank you.
She has so many things going on. She's not sitting and thinking, oh my God, I'm iconic. I'm just going to sit on that. No, she's like using her platform for great things. I don't agree. I don't care. This was a long time ago.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, last week, old clips from America's Next Top Model resurfaced across social media, revealing that the show hasn't necessarily aged well. And I have to say, I kind of agree, but, but I don't get the hate. You know, it was a different time. It was like 2003, it was 2004, when everybody wasn't so politically correct. I'm sure some of you were running around saying the wrong words too, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting up here hating on you and trying to cancel you.
Also, it
I'm
was
just
a
gonna
different
forgive
time. You.
You
know?
Exactly. That's what I said. But like one of the issues was on cycle 6, because she called it cycle. But
cycle,
you know,
yeah.
It, basically, you know, on season. The sixth season of the show.
Yeah.
Tyra criticized one of the contestants' teeth for having a large gap.
Mm-hmm.
That contestant ended up winning the season. So, hello, how big of a problem could it have been?
I know.
If she, I mean, okay, first of all, God forbid the judge of the show critiques a contestant. She's there to judge. And she judged her, and it was fine. And then she ended up winning, okay?
I know.
Do I agree that, you know, that the girl should have gotten her teeth changed? No. I mean, at the time, I didn't see anything wrong with it watching it on TV. I don't know. Did you? Do you remember that?
I mean, I don't remember her getting... I remember Joni. Do you remember Joni? She had,
oh my God,
she had,
I do,
jacked
now.
Up teeth. And those were like...
Oh, yeah. I remember her now. Like season two or three or
yeah,
something.
And she just... to me, she didn't look like a model. Like, even with her teeth fixed. But
she's a pretty girl. Like a southern girl.
But I think, like... That's what Tyra liked at the time, was just pretty girls. And then over time, she evolved into, like, liking cooler looking, like, more peculiar looking chicks, like Anne and Shandy, like those girls. But
Shandy. Yeah. Allison with the big eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, like, it evolved over time because beauty evolved over time.
Exactly.
So I feel like the gap in the teeth, like, at the time, it wasn't marketable. It wasn't commercial.
She didn't close up the gap. She never wanted to close the gap. She wanted to bring it a little bit closer and smaller. And that's what they did. She did go to the dentist because Tyra arranged for the contestant to go see a dentist and have her gap closed up a little bit. And Danny didn't want to be uncomfortable and feel like it's not her anymore. So she told them when she felt comfortable stopping the procedure and only had a little bit of it closed, and she ended up winning. So all of you out there that are hating on my girl, she chose the gap tooth model. So don't try it, okay?
Yeah, nobody's talking about that. Like, you ended up winning.
Yeah, no one mentioned that shit.
Everybody was just like, oh my God, she's so, you know, problematic. It's like... Come on.
She did speak out, though, since, and she said, looking back, those were some really off choices. Appreciate your honest feedback and am sending you so much love and virtual hugs. Bam. I think that was very graceful. I don't think she saw the need to really read into it further than what she did. And I totally am here for my girl, and I back her up no matter what.
Me too. Team Tyra all the way.
Team Tyra.
And I even liked her music career.
What was that song she did?
Remember, and Kobe, I think, was in the... No, she was in Kobe's video.
Kobe made music?
Kobe made music.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and Tyra was in his music video.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It just crossed my mind because...
I need to look it up.
They both had... failing music career. May he rest in peace.
Ooh, too soon.
Yeah.
How about your girl Ellen DeGeneres? She's come under fire for the way that she is treating her crew members who work on the Ellen show.
I think if it's coming from the crew,
it must mean something.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you've been with her for years.
17 years.
Yeah, I think they would know a thing or two.
According to Variety, the crew received little to no communication about the status of their employment for 2 weeks. And then that left many of the crew members wondering if and when they should file for unemployment. So most of the crew found out that she was building a home set via social media, like when she announced it herself.
Ugh.
She didn't even have the decency to reach out to them and let them know personally, even after working for her for 17 years on the show. And only 4 of her original crew are working at the at-home version, and the rest are non-union workers hired to do technical work so that she can, you know, find a loophole.
Wow.
And so I'm not here to try to drag my girl Ellen. I'm trying to present the facts because the facts kind of speak for themselves in this one.
You fucked up.
I think this is definitely a little bit more, you know, insensitive than Tyra's, because this is current day. Ellen is currently neglecting to, I guess, take care of her employees.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, that's not Ellen's brand. Ellen's brand is, you know, fun and, you know, caring and, just, you know, loving, she gives, accepting. She gives people things. Like, she's just very, her brand is just the total opposite of that. So hearing that you're treating, you know, people that have worked for you for so many years like they just really don't mean anything is really disheartening. It's really tragic.
I need her to correct her stuff and get on with the show, get on with the business. But also, I remember I had to edit this part out a few episodes ago, but you were starting to tell me about a personal story that what your sister has with Ellen. I chose not to put it on because I didn't want to put her in that light. But the fact that the world now is coming together to share stories about Ellen being not necessarily the nicest person, my ears are open is what I'm saying. I'm not here to hate on her, but my ears are open.
Yeah.
So what were you trying to tell me about her? What happened with your sister?
My sister worked at the Four Seasons in Seattle. And basically they had Ellen as a guest. And she complained about oatmeal. Basically that it was mushy. It looked like prison food. That was verbatim what she said. And but this is the thing. She had asked for a certain type of oatmeal and they gave it to her. And then she proceeded to complain about it. So it was the classic you know, you don't know who I am. Why do you think I would eat this food? There's so many other stories that she has told me, but that's something personally that she had to go through because she had to serve it to her.
Has homegirl been to prison? Because why does she keep bringing up prison food and being in quarantine is like being in prison?
I think she thinks poor people are in prison. I think she Lord. Connects poverty to prison, which is very politically incorrect. But I mean, that's not something, I don't even know her like that.
How many years ago was this interaction with your sister?
My sister, this was like 2018.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say 20 years ago. I'm like, she wasn't even old enough to work 20 years ago. What the hell?
No, yeah, it was 2018.
That was only 2 years ago. Okay, yeah. So that kind of solidifies that this is actually going on, as much as I don't want to believe it.
I know, you don't want to believe that this woman that just has, you know, made a lot of people smile, you know.
You shouldn't be excused for poor behavior. I think you should just do your best to correct it and make sure it doesn't happen again. I think when you apologize to someone, you should make sure that you are changing your actions to not make that happen again. And I know I'm not the morality police, but I'm learning as well, so I think my girl needs to kind of take a step back and look at herself just the way that Tyra did. She responded right away. I mean, it was trending last Friday in the morning and I woke up. I'm like, oh my God, don't tell me like something cool. She's going to be like in a movie or, but no, we are very big on our pop culture references. I know that I get to kiki with you about so many things and I don't feel like I'm speaking a different language, which is really nice. So what I want to do is give you a pop quiz.
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready. I am here for this.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to put a minute on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5 questions, okay? So the goal is to answer all 5 of the questions before the minute runs out.
Okay.
If you truly do not know the answer, then you can just skip the question.
Got you.
So when you're ready, I will press start.
Ready when you are.
Yay. And the minute starts now. On MTV... what does TRL stand for?
Total Request Live.
Hair. Number 2. Who won the very first season of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
Number 3. What couple famously starred in the reality series Newlyweds?
Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Oh my God, girl, you're killing this. Hell yeah. Okay, number 4. What year did Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiere its first episode in?
God. 2006.
Holy shit, that was close. Number 5. Who is the first female rapper to have a solo number one single?
Female rapper?
Yes. 5 seconds.
Missy Elliott?
Well, you answered all five in the minute, which is good. But, so the Keeping Up with Kardashians premiered its first episode on October 14th, 2007. So you were only by a year, which...
By a year, yeah.
I don't know why in my head I was thinking it was like 2012.
I was...
So you got better than me.
Yeah, I was like...
And the 2012. The first female rapper to have a number one single, I thought it was Cardi B with Bodak Yellow, but then when I did my research, I found out it was Lauryn Hill for Doo-Wop.
Oh!
Back in 1998, but it took all the way until 1998 for a female to top the charts in a hip-hop category, which, hello guys, get with the times.
Absolutely.
But Lauryn Hill is a legend. I love Lauryn Hill.
Oh my God. I love me some Lauryn Hill. I watch Sister Act and I cry.
Wait, is she in it? I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You gotta watch. Oh my God, that's so... Yeah, no, that movie's like my childhood.
Oh my God, I love her voice. They can never be replicated. Although, one person competed on... I think it was like The Voice... Ireland or The Voice UK or something.
Sounded
so many
like
years
it.
Ago. And her name is Becky Hill. It's worth looking up. And
Becky Hill?
Becky Hill.
Hill?
Like oh my Lauryn God. Hill? I didn't really. Yeah, Hill. Lauryn Hill. That's her little daughter.
Oh my God.
And her tone is just, you know how she has that tone that just can't be replicated?
Yeah.
She came very close to it and it is worth looking up. She sings Like a Star. Do you remember that song? Just like a star.
Yeah.
Corinne Bailey Ray or something.
Yeah, Corinne
like
Bailey,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is a legend. And
where did she go? I miss her. She was great.
Girl, put your records on.
Show me your favorite.
Time's gonna lay your hand now. Okay, so what are we all still doing at home? I thought this would be over by now. In the meantime, go ahead and check out H2Rose on Instagram at H2Rose or visit them online at drinkh2rose.com and use the code 25ROSES at time of purchase for 25% off your entire order. Also, they are currently offering a cute little 4-pack of chapstick, and it's flavored, and I keep licking my lips each time, because sometimes I'm hungry, and I don't got any food in the house, and I'm not trying to leave, so I just lick my lips. How about that? So go ahead, take advantage of this offer that they have given the listeners of the podcast. And we will get through this together. Welcome back. We took a moment to collect ourselves and really cuss out Ellen. No, I'm just kidding.
We got on her Twitter and just like...
We ripped in.
Went in on her.
No, we didn't. I like her.
Not at all.
But on a more...
We love you, Ellen.
On a more serious note, I know that last week there was the whole unfortunate story in the news about Ahmaud Arbery, who was a young black man that was taking a jog in his neighborhood. And this man, unfortunately, was killed for going out on a jog just the way you see people in your neighborhoods going out for jogs and trying to get their exercise and break up their quarantine days. But from what I'm learning is that this happened a couple months ago, didn't it?
It sure did. 2 months ago.
So how is it news last week when this happened in February and we're just now learning about it in May?
It's one of those things that just like surfaced the internet that was probably surfacing in those 2 months, but we just didn't see it. You know, it just wasn't widespread. It wasn't in the mass. It wasn't in like the social media world.
Mm-hmm. We haven't gone viral, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like those UFO videos that they said were circling around, but I never saw them.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did.
I never saw those.
I sent you the link.
No. But I mean, like they said in the article, they said that it was circling a few years ago.
Oh, years and years ago. I remember that and thinking it was bogus, but.
But anyways, so I think, so that's one of the things that's super disheartening about this. It's like 2 months ago this happened and we are barely getting justice for this man that was innocently jogging in his neighborhood. And because he is African American, was chased down by two Caucasian men that didn't know him, didn't care, and just senselessly murdered him.
But how do you take someone's life, first of all, and then record it, first of all? Like, you're documenting this as if you're wearing it as a badge of honor or it's a trophy. Yeah. And then you post it because you think that you can get away with it. And the sad thing is that they did get away with it for so many months. They get to carry on with their day and with their lives and their weeks and their months as normal.
I think what's really just terrible about this is the way that they arrested them. Is just, if it was the other way around, they would have like thrown this man down. They would have done so many, they would have had like 15 men on him. Like, it just is a different, it's a different reality for, you know, people like me. I'm African American, so it's just a little difficult watching it and thinking that because we are who we are, there's some type of, I'm going to say the word privilege, but I don't mean it like that. But I think because they got away with it is because of who they are.
I'll say it is their privilege.
It's because of their privilege.
I mean, that's completely a thing. I don't think that people need to dance around it. It's truly something that exists in every part of the world. Sure, more places are more prominent where white privilege is a thing, but it is a thing, and that is something that people can't deny, as much as some may try to.
Exactly.
But you're right. If this were the other way around, there's no way that it would be 2 to 3 months later that we're just finally getting some sort of justice.
Yeah. It just is, you know? So terrible. So terrible.
And I think it may sound silly to say that, like, social media kind of started this whole process of getting justice. Uproar. But I think it's true. I mean, that post was going around since the moment I woke up. I saw
absolutely
so many different people posting about it, trying to get attention.
Yeah.
And I think it worked because later that evening is when they finally got the arrest on the two suspects. Which is suspects.
Fantastic. You know, justice is served. However, I won't be happy in my own soul until these people, until they are convicted. Until they get that sentence. Because
that's what people need to realize, too, is that they're arrested, but they're not convicted yet.
They've arrested many cops. Many cops who did senseless murders to Black African-American people, and so many were acquitted. So it's just like, we don't need that this time, you know, because I won't be okay with that. So I think that's the next step.
What can people do you think? Again, I know you said you're not an expert, and I think we're just kind of having a conversation here, but what do you think people can do to make sure that this doesn't happen? Unfortunately, it's going to happen, but what can we do to start making sure that this happens less and less until it doesn't happen at all?
You mean so that it doesn't, so that we're not barely hearing about it? Is that what you mean?
That, and I mean, you hear of all these, you know, poor men that are being shot just because of the color of their skin, and they're being killed for the color of their skin.
Yeah.
And people are not getting the attention as if the shoe were on the other foot, like you said, you know?
I feel like there's an ignorance, and I feel like there's also, some people think that there is more strength in silence. Mm-hmm. And I think that is obviously, with the Ahmaud Arbery situation, we've obviously established that that's not the case, that silence is not the case. We need to speak up. But the thing is about it is that people like me are speaking up, we're always going to speak up. I'm always going to scream at the top of my lungs, this needs to stop. But I think people in other communities need to kind of step up and just be like, you know what? Maybe this time we need to speak up. Maybe we're the problem. And then also conversations need to be had in households. Mm-hmm. That kind of educate you.
You could say that again. That is,
you know,
such a big point there for sure.
It just is what it is. I get so many questions all the time that in my household we talk about on a daily basis, but I never understand where people are coming from different communities. And I feel like if something's happening that you don't understand, maybe get somebody to educate you on that and you can talk about it and you can maybe do something about it. Because I think it's just that. It's just there's no true understanding of why this is happening. You know, people in my community, we understand. But I think it's just one of those things that's like, wow, how could somebody do this? And we're just over here like, we know exactly why it's happening.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part about it. And I don't want to get emotional, but yeah.
That was beautifully said, I think. I think hopefully this can give people something to chew on, something to really process and think about, because I know that you made some good points that, you know, I agree with you, and I didn't realize until the way that you said it that I'm like, wow, you're right. There do need to be conversations that are had within your own households when people are
Absolutely.
Not looking or watching or listening.
Yeah.
That's when I think the true change happens, is behind closed doors. Well, hopefully justice will be served the way that it needs to be and that those men are going to be convicted.
Yes.
And I know that a lot of us are now going to be following the story as more things kind of come to the surface and we learn more about what's going on.
And then also on a human standpoint, just like, you know, I feel for the mom. I feel for the family.
Oh my God.
I feel for all of...
anyone that knew him, friends, his classmates, his teachers.
Just the loss of somebody that's, you know, beautiful, because he was painted in such a beautiful way. I just feel for them so much, and for no reason,
they're in peace. For nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
so justice for them as well.
Yes, I agree. Well, we're gonna try to lighten the moment a little bit going forward, and I think we can play some games if you're up for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I want to go first. Unless you really want to go first, then I think I want to go first.
You can go first. It's your show.
Okay, cool. Yay! Okay, cool. So I know that you listened to a couple episodes ago when we played Who Am I? And we did a throwback edition. In my head, I'm like, ooh, this girl is probably like getting all these answers right. And I know that poor little Mac wasn't, but...
He thought everything was Raven. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, he did. Oh, tried it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Mac. Love you.
So I thought I would bring that back this week. So This is Who Am I? The throwback edition.
Yes, love it.
So I'm going to list off three clues about a classic character from TV shows, ranging from the mid-90s all the way up to the 2000s, even up till, like, I don't know, the mid-2000s, I would say.
Okay.
So it's going to be all over the board, not just Disney, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Here for it.
Yay.
Ready? Born ready?
Okay, I have faith in you, Key.
Aww. It's okay, I'm going to crush it.
Yes, you will. Okay, so I have five people for you to guess. Let's go with number one. I'm just your typical teenager trying to survive middle school with the help of my two best friends. The last time you saw me, I joined my graduating 8th grade class on a trip to Rome. What makes my show interesting is that you can hear my thoughts and emotions in the form of my animated alter ego. Who am I?
Who are you? You're Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, girl.
Lizzie.
Was that obvi or was it like...
When you said two best friends...
Already? I was like, that was the first hint.
I know. But I was like, okay, so, okay, let me think of that. Because there's a lot of shows like that. And then...
Yeah, a lot of them.
You said Rome. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
The movie.
This is my dreams. I never actually saw that movie, though.
No, I haven't seen the whole thing all the way through.
I never did. I always saw
just, like, clips. Because every time I was on Disney Channel, I never watched the premiere. Like, it was just always the middle mm-hmm. or the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
But now there's plenty of time for that.
But I know all the songs.
Here.
Sing to me, Paolo.
Okay, number two.
Okay.
On the outside, I'm a ditzy, privileged girl. People call me spoiled, but I'm okay with that. By popular demand, I have my own web show called Yay Me! I rarely see my daddy in person, but we talk often on the phone. I know he loves his little heiress. Who am I?
What's her name? Brenda Song, London Tipton.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes! London Tipton from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. She was the breakout star of that show. That's why I watched it, to be honest with you.
When she did that song... She made up, like, she was like, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, ta. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember, but I know what you're saying, so. Let's go on to the next one. Number three. I was inserted into a society I don't really relate to. While most people in this town value money and books, I survive by my street smarts and quick wit. On the day of my wedding, my mother and my fiancé's father decided that they would marry each other first, so we decided not to go through with it after all. Who am I?
What?
This is the only one that I made up a bonus hint for, because I thought maybe if you know, you know, but if you don't, then maybe you need this one.
Okay, yeah, just give me the bonus.
I once saved my cousin from being robbed at an ATM.
Oh. Is it Fresh Prince?
Yeah. But who?
Oh, it's Will.
Yep. His name on the show is Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Isn't that funny?
I was like, what's his name?
Yeah. Except I guess his name on the show is William.
William.
But in real life, his name is Willard.
Yeah, they did a live stream too. Remember I was telling you about those... Things.
Yeah.
I know. I have so much time on my freaking hands, so I'm like, ooh.
Let's see if you can get this next one. This one is one that I originally made for Mac the first time we did this, but I thought it would be too hard. So let's see if you can get this.
Okay.
I scored the opportunity of a lifetime, so I left my home in Appleton, Wisconsin to pursue my dreams. I worked closely with my rival until we ultimately became a couple. I once faked my own fan mail to impress my castmates, only to find out my real mail had been kept away from me all along. Who am I?
I just watched this.
Oh, no.
So, Sunny Monroe.
Oh, and you remembered her last name. Yes.
Literally they just put it on Disney Plus.
Are you serious?
And I didn't really watch it when it was on.
I love that show. I loved it when it was on. I had to, like, not tell people that I was watching it, even though we're the same age, me and Demi Lovato. So,
oh, I know.
When she was on there, I was her age, so I'm young enough to watch it.
Yeah, you didn't feel.
But now that I'm watching it, maybe a little too old. But
you were embarrassed to, like, watch it?
Maybe I was embarrassed. I don't think that I admit that I was embarrassed. I just didn't also admit that I was watching it because, I mean, how old were we when that came out? Or how old was I when that came out? Like, probably 18. 17?
Yeah, we were like 16, 17.
Oh, shit. Yep. I wasn't telling people that I was watching Disney Channel at 17 and 18.
But, you know, social media wasn't really, like, prominent. You just had MySpace and, like, you weren't really, like, on, like, be like, oh,
18
like,
years
I just
old?
Finished
yes,
an
I was.
Episode. No, but you weren't,
I was all over Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, but you weren't, like... Like, now, everybody tells everybody everything.
Exactly. People care less now, like, if they're watching a nerdy show or not.
Because if you go on YouTube and you watch, like, old shows, if you go in the comments, it always says, who's watching this in 2020?
Yes.
And, like, and you just feel like, oh, my God, these are my people.
Exactly. Well, I'm proud of you. You got that.
I'm proud of myself.
This is the fifth question. Fifth person, I mean.
Okay.
Okay. I live with my brother, my father, and my stepmother in an upper middle class neighborhood in Los Angeles. You can usually find my three best friends and I hanging out at my house, at the Den, or at Crenshaw High School. It was revealed in my late teen years that my cousin Dorian is actually my father's son. Who am I?
Moesha.
What? Yay!
Mo to the...
Hey!
E to the...
Hey! Oh my god, I love Moesha so much.
Yes!
I'm glad you got it.
Oh my god. Yay. I'm gonna watch that.
I know, I looked up where to find it, and I think it says it's on Vudu. So maybe I should try to get on Vudu and watch Moesha, because...
They're always on weird freaking streaming. I'm watching Living Single.
I never watched that. Who's in that again?
So it's like, it's Queen Latifah. Yes. It's the chick who plays Tootie in...
Facts
of Life.
Kim Fields.
Yeah. It's... Oh, God. I don't know who else is in it, but it's a show my mom used to watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I was telling my sisters, I was telling them, like, I had, like, an epiphany. I was like, you know what? I'm 26 years old. I think I'm just going to start watching Living Single.
Because
they were 26.
You're finally old enough to watch it.
Yeah, like, I'm finally old enough. Because I would always, like, see it. But, like, even Girlfriends and all, like, I never really watched it.
Oh,
my God.
That.
Living Single is so funny. It is so funny. I can't believe it took me so long to watch it. It's on Hulu.
How about the Jamie Foxx show? Did you ever watch that?
It's so funny. I was talking to someone that was his favorite, like, it's the only show he liked, the only show. And I got into it and I was like, oh, I never really realized how funny Jamie Foxx was. Like,
I want to watch it because Garcelle is in it. Garcelle Beauvau.
Beautiful.
Or Beauvais or whatever.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was in Fresh Prince too. That's how I've always known who she is.
Yeah.
I just couldn't think of where I knew her from.
Did she play a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite was Nia Long.
Once they broke up, which I forgot. I was doing my research last night on some clues for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking, wait, how come Lisa's not in here yet? And then I saw the overview that she was only involved in season 5 and then written out of season 6. I'm like, wait, she wasn't in season 6 at all?
No.
What the hell? I know.
Yeah, she left super early. I thought she was in the whole show.
Me too.
I thought they were in game, Will and her, but apparently they weren't. And I remember Vivica Fox.
Who was she?
And I remember Tyra Banks.
I remember Tyra.
Vivica Fox was like this rich girl, this like wealthy woman that wanted Will because he was young and she was older. And they got to... Oh, no, that was crazy. But anyway.
I need to check that out.
Anyway, that whole world is like all like one universe. Because it's like Living Single, Fresh Prince.
Like borrowed characters.
Exactly. And then like a different world too.
Okay. Well, I understand that you made a game for me.
Yes.
And I'm ready to be tried.
Yeah. Oh, you're definitely going to be tried on this one.
I know. You haven't tried me at all. You're so much nicer. I don't get tried.
So this game is called 5 Second Rule.
Yeah.
So the object of the game is you have 5 seconds to answer a question. And you're going to name 3 things for me. But it's 2000s.
Okay.
Okay?
Like pop culture references?
Yeah, pop culture. Okay. Pop culture. Exactly.
I got this.
So let me get my time.
I better got this. Am I going to need to name 3 of each question?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we're going to... All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Name 3 jean fashion trends in the 2000s.
Thick stitches, bedazzling, and closed pockets in the back. Wait, did I get all 3? That was true, right?
I mean, we were going for like low rise, skinny, you know, like boyfriend, that type of thing.
Oh.
But I can understand where you're coming from. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it.
All right.
So next one, you ready for this?
Okay.
Now this one is hard. Name, because I can't even think of any.
Oh, shit.
Name 3 one-hit wonders. Remember, you have 5 seconds.
No Letting Go, Me and You.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know. I don't even know if I was right.
No, yeah, Me and You.
No Letting Go by Wayne Wonder. That's the only one, right? That song, I like, touches my soul. I love that song.
It's in the 2000s?
You don't remember? No Letting Go, no.
Oh.
That's like 2002 or something.
Okay, but name a third one. Okay.
I can't think of one.
You're out.
And then Me and You by Cassie, right? It's Me and
yes,
You.
Yes, that's what, Me and You.
She tried.
Okay, name three makeup trends in the 2000s.
Smoky eye, under eyeliner, contour.
I'm not going to go with those just because it's like, because those are things you could wear now.
Not, people don't wear under eyeliner anymore, do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they like smudge it out.
Oh, okay.
I
see a lot of eyeshadow and mascara and eyelashes. Why don't you just give me the answers? What kind of answers were you looking for?
Thin eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
But frosted eyeshadow.
What? Frosted eyeshadow? What is that?
Like really...
Oh, like under the eyebrow? Like to really
glitter.
Highlight?
Glitter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then like just glossy lips.
I love glossy lips.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that one was actually really hard. Okay, you'll get this one.
This is the fourth one, right?
Yeah, this is the fourth one. Name three heartthrobs of the 2000s.
Joe Jonas, Nick Jonas, Chad Michael Murray. I can't believe I thought of that so quickly.
Oh, Jesus. My gosh, good. Oh, my God.
I guess they stay in my mind.
They be on your mind.
Chad Michael Murray for sure. Oh, my God.
I would say the Jonas Brothers now are heartthrob. Like, they have muscles.
No, ask my friend Felicia. She was obsessed. Except she likes Kevin. She doesn't like Joe or Nick. Shout out. Hey.
Very good. You got them obviously in...
Like 1 second.
In like 1 second. Oh, so that's what we need to do. We need to do like boys. Boy questions. Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
Name three fashion brands that don't exist anymore.
Betsy Johnson. Von Dutch. That's it. That's all I could think of. But Betsy Johnson is still around, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, man.
Von Dutch, yes. Ed Hardy.
Oh, man. Fat Farm.
Fat Farm. FUBU. Oh,
I don't remember FUBU.
That was more urban. Fetish. Do you remember Fetish?
Uh-uh. I remember Pastry by...
Pastry. Pastry by Vanessa...
By the Simmons sisters.
Yeah.
Vanessa and Angela Simmons.
Definitely.
I remember my friend Yvette loved them. So she's like, oh, I got my pastries. Or I don't know if she ever did. I don't know, but...
I loved those. Those were so, like... It was such a cute name.
Mm-hmm. I love that show.
And now the boys are, like, all grown up and cute.
I need to look into them and see what they're all doing. I know one of them is on a show, right?
Grown-ish, yeah.
Wait, Grown-ish?
Yeah, one of them, Diggy, is on Grown-ish.
He's an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about, I know Angela is on, like, isn't there, like, Growing Up Hip Hop or something? There's a TV show called Growing Up Hip Hop, I think, and she's on it. I don't know if Vanessa's on it, but I think Angela's on it.
Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. Yeah, she just got on it. Yeah. Okay. I don't watch that, but I heard the show.
I saw a commercial when she was on it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, Dez, you did incredible.
Thank you.
You know, I came up with these on the spot, you know, whatever.
I know. I didn't give you very much time to do this, so I'm glad you came up with this an hour before we were supposed to record.
I know. I was like, ooh, that'd be fun.
I know. You did really good. I still have one person that I left out of the first one, and I left it out of this one because I got excited. I almost asked you as a bonus, but I'm sure we'll do this again, so I'll save it for the next one.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. And I'll be ready for that one, too.
Ooh, you probably will. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and saving the day, being my guest co-host today.
Always.
I know. I'm ready to, like, bring you on permanently. So.
Oh, my gosh. I'm here for it.
Yes.
I want to be tried every day of the week.
Girl, I'm going to try your life every day of the week. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I allow you.
Yeah. I mean, it's only funny if you're in on it.
Yeah.
Because then if you're not, then it's just mean.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to be mean because none of us here is named Ellen DeGeneres, okay? Too soon?
Too soon.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show. I know that, like, 100% we're going to do this again very soon. And I hope you all are having a very fun Thirsty Thursday.
Yes.
I hope you're playing along. Maybe some of you are drunk by now.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. And we will see you next week.
Bye.